The electoral authorities in Venezuela have confirmed that the opposition alliance won a two-thirds majority in parliament in Sunday's election. The supermajority gives the Democratic Unity Coalition extensive powers to challenge the socialist president, Nicolas Maduro. These include the ability to initiate a referendum on whether to revoke Mr. Maduro's mandate. It is said its first priority will be to secure the release of jailed opposition leaders and address Venezuela's deep economic crisis. Jesús Torrealba is the coalition secretary general.
At this point, we have to make a public appeal to the national government. We urge it to take emergency measures in the economic and social agenda. The country has severe problems in terms of food shortages.
Buddhist monks in South Korea have warned that a raid in the Joge Temple in Seoul in search of a fugitive trade union leader Han Sang-young would be an act of religious persecution. Police have said they will raid the temple within the next few hours unless he turns himself in. Steve Evans reports from Seoul.
The union leader's been in the temple since a big demonstration in Seoul nearly a month ago. The government alleges the protest, which turned violent, was illegal. The police say Mr. Han incited that violence. There is an increasingly bitter feud between the right and centre government and its left-wing critics, who accuse it of diminishing democracy.
The American billionaire and environmental activist Douglas Tompkins has died after a kayak accident in Chile. He developed severe hypothermia after capsizing in a lake. He was 72. Douglas Tompkins made his fortune as co-founder of the clothing companies North Face and Esprit. Here's James Reed.
In his own words, Douglas Tompkins made his fortune selling people countless things they don't need. He co-founded the clothing brands North Face and Esprit. But in the late 1980s, he turned his back on business to dedicate himself to conservation in Patagonia. He spent hundreds of millions of dollars on land in Chile and Argentina to establish vast nature reserves. The scheme was controversial, seen by some as a threat to economic development and even national sovereignty. But for Douglas Tompkins, preserving biodiversity trumped all. He died in the pristine wilderness he loved and was so determined to protect.
Afghan security forces are engaged in a standoff with Taliban militants who are holding a family hostage after assaulting a military base in Kandahar on Tuesday evening. 9 people are confirmed dead in the attack on the heavily fortified compound which houses Kandahar's airport and the joint NATO and Afghan military headquarters. Local media say the number killed may be higher. BBC News. Rwanda has announced that a referendum will be held next week on the 18th on a constitutional amendment that would allow President Paul Kagame to stand for a third term in 2017. Parliament approved the change last month after it was petitioned by 3 million people. Mr. Kagame has been credited with rebuilding Rwanda after the genocide in 1994, but opponents say he's become increasingly intolerant of dissent. The UN Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide has warned that Burundi could descend into civil war if the political violence there does not stop. Adama Jeng said both government and opposition forces in Burundi were manipulating ethnicity and heavy weaponry was being used. He said there was a danger the 1993 Arusha Peace Accord could be destroyed, and if that happened, the worst was possible. The United States says it's investigating reports that Iran conducted a test of a ballistic missile last month, violating UN ban. The American ambassador to the United Nations is Samantha Power.
I don't want to get ahead of the work that people are doing inside the U.S. government to see if we can confirm it, but as happened last time, if we can confirm it, and if there is a violation of any UN Security Council resolution, we will come here and we will seek appropriate action.
Iran says any sanctions would breach the nuclear deal it struck with world powers earlier this year. Officials from Cuba and the United States have had a preliminary meeting to discuss the compensation the two former Cold War enemies are seeking from each other. Cuba wants more than $120 billion for the effects of the economic embargo imposed on it after the 1959 revolution. Washington is processing claims totaling about $8 billion on behalf of American companies and citizens. BBC News.